A superior court upholds California's limits on balance billing. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Last week, a Superior Court judge in Sacramento upheld regulations enacted by the Department of Managed Health Care that protect patients from a practice known as balance billing. It prevents doctors and hospitals from charging patients for services that aren't paid by their health plan. The practice typically occurs in emergency room situations when patients are treated by physicians who don't contract with their plan. Lynn Randolph, spokesperson for the State Department of Managed Health Care, says balance billing amounts to millions of dollars in unfair charges that have left patients with crushing medical debt. She calls the ruling a victory for consumers.
This ruling means that California consumers really have an ally now in the Department of Managed Health Care to fight bills that are not fair and are charged to them for emergency services that they've already paid for legitimately through their health care premiums.
The California Association of Physicians Groups, or CAPG, also applauds the ruling. It represents 150 medical groups and independent practice associations known as IPAs who contract with independent physicians. Those groups provide services to managed care organizations on a negotiated per capita rate, a retainer, or fee-for-service basis. They provide health care services to some 15 million Californians. CAPG President and CEO Don Crane says IPAs often end up with the bill because of their obligation to pay for their patients' emergency care.
The physician groups and the physicians that own and operate those groups on the other side of the table, however, are happy by this because they now will only be obliged to pay reasonable and fair and market-based amounts to those other providers for those services, the net effect of which is that should make health care coverage more affordable and thus more accessible for more Californians.
He says some physicians deliberately choose to work outside the HMO and capitated health care systems so they can charge whatever fees they like.
If they had a contract, they would have it with the delegated group that is obliged to make payments to that emergency room doctor, and he would be paid whatever the amount of the contract provided for, and you know the whole system would run smoothly. But without that contract, they have the opportunity to collect 300%, 400%, 500%, 600% more than they would have on any other patients and get a chance to have a kind of a windfall by reason of not having a contract on that given patient. So it's a hostage taking effectively by non-contracted physicians.
It's not just ER physicians who are blamed for overcharging. Balance bills can also come from on-call specialists like orthopedists, ophthalmologists, or anesthesiologists, or from hospital-based specialists like pathologists and radiologists. The issue has essentially pitted doctor groups against other providers. It was the California Medical Association and the American College of Emergency Physicians who fought the balance billing regulation in court. Elena Lopez-Guzman is Director of Government Affairs for the Emergency Doctors.
Balance billing is a symptom of a much larger problem. So now that these regulations have been promulgated, and again, we'll wait and see exactly what the legal ramification is, but emergency room doctors are not balance billing because of them. And that's absolutely a positive result. Patients should not be getting stuck with what their insurance carrier refuses to pay, but neither should the doctor that provided the care.
Lopez-Guzman says the average leftover charges for ER docs is $40, and that balance bills often include a variety of other unpaid hospital services. Physicians aren't always uncontracted by choice. The DMHC is suing one of the state's largest hospital managers, Prime Healthcare, for canceling contracts with doctors. Lynn Randolph.
Prime Healthcare has been buying up financially troubled hospitals in Southern California. So once they become the new owner, they cancel the contract with the medical groups and the doctors, thereby leaving them able to bill whatever amounts they want to a health plan. And then when the health plan doesn't pay, they send the balance bill to the enrollee.
Randolph says her agency will be taking enforcement actions against anybody who's not applying the law fairly. That also means protecting providers.
We really don't want this to be interpreted in any way that we're choosing health plans over providers. Larger health plans, because they pay a lot of claims and have a lot of enrollees, typically have some issues in paying claims fairly and on time. You know, it seems that it is in some way endemic to the industry, so we're going to really be working with the health plans that they improve their systems.
The American College of Emergency Physicians and the California Medical Association say they're considering appealing the court's decision. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.